You're listening to Radio MD. She's a chiropractic holistic physician, best-selling author, international speaker, entrepreneur, and talk show host. She's Dr. Suzanne Bennett. It's time now for Wellness for Life Radio. Here's Dr. Suzanne.
According to USDA statistics, 96% of Americans are deficient in essential micronutrients. 96% basically means that every one of us are suffering from some health condition because we're not getting enough of these important vital nutrients. Now, here to give us insight on how to prevent micronutrient deficiency are Dr. Jason and Mira Kalten, the number one best-selling author of The Micronutrient Miracle, the 28-day plan to lose weight, increase your energy, and reverse disease. Welcome you two. Now, please share with us, the Wellness for Life listeners, why micronutrients are so important in preventing disease.
Well, every single one of the health conditions we're suffering from today has its roots in a micronutrient deficiency. So it's kind of like this. You say you don't get enough micronutrients one day. Like, I don't know, it was Halloween and you ate a lot of Halloween candy and, you know, you didn't eat so well, so you didn't get enough micronutrients. You might start to get some small symptoms of deficiency. You might get a little cranky or some brain fog or, you know, you're not going to sleep so well that night. But now what happens is if that same micronutrient deficiency occurs over a longer period of time, or if more micronutrients start becoming deficient, then all of a sudden these lead to lifestyle diseases. It's cancer, it's osteoporosis, diabetes, heart disease, and even overweight obesity.
Wow. So then, you know what? In your book, you go into this 28-day program. And what I love about your book is this, is that anyone can do it because whether you are on a special inflammatory diet or a cardiovascular disease diet, or if you're a paleo or even a vegetarian or vegan, you can be on the micronutrient miracle. So tell me about that.
Well, that was one of the things that we learned in our travels, was that there is no one perfect diet. And that's what so many people over the last, especially in our industry, as you know, there's a lot of infighting. You know, you put a paleo at the same table as a vegan and the fireworks are going to fly, right? And they're never going to get along. But here's the thing. We don't care. We've come up with a term called the Nutrivore. What we want you to focus on is getting enough of the essential micronutrients. Ultimately, that's where the argument lies anyway between these two different dietary philosophies and between all the dietary philosophies. So what we want you to do, like you said, you can be any kind of diet that you want. We're just going to use the Micronutrient Miracle kind of like a plug-in. We're just going to plug it into what you're doing now and show you how to find the most micronutrient-rich foods in the diet that you want to follow.
Yeah, got it. I love that word, Nutrivore. Boy, what a great word. So, you know what? I know that you can get this book on Amazon, but I know also that you can get some amazing bonuses. So I've created for our listeners a little pretty link where you can go to it and get your copy of the Micronutrient Miracle book, but also get these amazing bonuses at drsuzanne.com/Kalten. That's drsusanne.com/Kalten. And there you can get all, you have a great, great video and lots of great information about your book. So tell us that right now, you know, what is it that we can do? What can we do right away? I know about the diet, a little lifestyle changes, but let's talk about which nutrients, the most important nutrients that we got to start taking.
Well, you know, like we said, 96% deficiency rates in this country. So let's talk about which ones are the most deficient, I guess. Vitamin D, by far the most deficient, 96%. So get out in the sun more often. Stop slathering ourselves with so much sunscreen. Sunscreen blocks the sun, and most of the sunscreens on there are very toxic. They contain a lot of toxins. So toxins is something that we didn't really talk on, but I just want to touch on them in a minute because they're actually lower your micronutrient levels. The way your body fights toxins is actually to use your antioxidants and to use your micronutrients. It's a natural detoxifier. So that's just another reason sunscreen is going to lower your micronutrient levels.
And well, the other thing, too, well, potassium is the next most deficient micronutrient, I should say. At around 90, 92% of Americans are deficient in potassium. This is a tough one to get. But we can help you to look at potassium-rich foods like acorn squash, dairy, and potato skins are very high in that. Well, one thing we don't want people to do is think that it's about a magic micronutrient. There is no superstar. It's really much more like an orchestra. You know, I mean, the flute is just as important as the violin when it comes to that piece of the music where they need to be. And the same thing is the micronutrients in your body. Each one is so different and has a specific job to do. One can't take the difference of the other. So you can't just have calcium and have it do vitamin D's job. You need vitamin D for vitamin D's job. You need calcium for calcium job.
That's great information. I know, you know, I do a lot of genetic testing, and what we found out, the reason why so many of us are deficient is that we either have a heterozygous or even homozygous genetic weakness or variant that we cannot make vitamin D in our body. Isn't that crazy? It's like there's a genetic called a VDR TAC or VDR BSM. I don't know if you wrote that in the book, but that's the reason why that we find. And, of course, we're always indoors, right?
Right. And not only that, I mean, it also depends on the color of your skin, where you are in the world. I mean, if you're also just, I mean, if you're below, above, I guess it's Atlanta, sort of like the pitch in the middle there. If you're above Atlanta, most of the year, you're not even going to see the sun enough to make any vitamin D, even if you could make vitamin D. So, you know, we all thought that vitamin D deficiency of rickets was a thing of the past. It was a Victorian age disease. And we all thought, you know what, we've cured this. But now we're seeing a vitamin D a resurgence of rickets all throughout Northern Europe, which is just amazing because we all know it's a vitamin deficiency disease. And yet we still are not able to, you know, science keeps trying to blame all of these diseases on genetics and on bacteria and viral infections and all these things. And more science is proving every single week we get more studies on this, that they really come down to deficiencies. And we're so excited that this book is coming out just at the perfect time because we really do think that this is going to be the age of the micronutrient.
Yeah, I totally agree. Everyone needs more food. I mean, I know the farming problems that we're having has a lot to do with that we are deficient in it. And I'm a very strong believer of taking supplements. You know, using supplements to basically supplement those micronutrients. And are you also a strong proponent on that?
Right. So we have three steps, and they are in order of what we believe to be the most important. So food first, we're going to get all the good foods in, and we're really going to teach you how to do that. We go chapter after chapter after chapter in the book to give you specific details of how to get the micronutrients through your food. Then lifestyle, and third, supplementation. We believe here in the 21st century, supplementation is a mandatory third step if you want to create and maintain micronutrient sufficiency throughout your life.
So then when you talk about vitamin D being the most deficient, then how much do you recommend as in, you know, because what I do in my office is that we do a blood test. There's a very easy blood test, and then we figure out how low you are, and then I take a look at that, and then we give a range. What do you suggest in your book?
Well, the way that we'd work, and now our vitamin D is very different. We make sure that it's paired with its synergists and it's separated from its competitors. Also, too, you want to make sure that you're taking vitamin D3. There's a lot of people out there, including a lot of dairy products, that are fortified with vitamin D2. And vitamin D2 research shows that while the blood will increase in vitamin D for a very short period of time, let's say within the first week or two, long-term shows that vitamin D2 actually causes vitamin D deficiency. In fact, people who supplemented with vitamin D2 were more deficient after a period of time, after several months, than they were before they started supplementation. So it's also important that the type you're taking.
So then what are the other adjunctive micronutrients that you put together with the vitamin D?
Well, we want to make sure that it's vitamin D is paired with all kinds of different micronutrients. What we want to do is we want to separate it from vitamin A. As you'll notice in cod liver oil, nature uses the natural competition between vitamin A and vitamin D to make it so that you don't get the toxic effect of taking too much vitamin A. Well, nature does that with cod liver oil, but when you're talking about supplementation, you made a great point. It's to supplement a good diet. It's to fill the gaps between where your diet leaves off and where micronutrient sufficiency is met.
Well, wow, love your work, guys. So happy that you're able to join me. We got to get going. All right, everyone, drsuzanne.com/Carlson, or go to my website. And until next time, this is Dr. Suzanne.